The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just got back from Chicago yesterday, taking care of business, as usual. Got to make things happen, friends. Doesn't just happen on its own. You know that as well as I do, if you're out there doing something and making anything out of anything that you're doing, right? The Bible tells us that we're supposed to do anything that we put our hand to, we're supposed to do it mightily with all of our effort and with all of our strength that it might prosper. Amen. Because we're fighting the good fight of faith. But aside of that, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to jump over there in just a moment. Those two pages interact one with another, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. Folks, you can also check us out on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, or Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. We got about 345,000 people interacting on a daily basis, and we appreciate you because this is how we do it. We fight the good fight of faith. As it's been said, preacher rightly said not too long ago, that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, so we thank you. Heaven thanks you, and we thank you for purposing your efforts to fight the good fight of faith so we can get to the other side of what's going on here. And we know that justice is the guardian of liberty, and that's what our aim is. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, it tells us in the book of Amos, and that's exactly what we need to see. As David said in Psalm 119, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. And now taking responsibility, going to Psalm 94, the Lord asks, who is it that will stand up against the workers of lawlessness? He's looking for the church to do their job. And so we thank you for doing your job, church, and we high-five you every step of the way, because you know what? I say, and I know it to be true, we can do this. We can do this. And for those that are in a hopeless state right now, just tie a knot and hang on, okay? Tie a knot and hang on. Put your faith in Jesus Christ, because he's the one that gives you the faith and the hope. And rest assured, we will get to the side of this, the other side of this, one way or another. Now, folks, what I want to let you know as well, we talked just a couple days ago, we have been talking about, you know, the excuses that men make when it's time to actually respond to the call of God. So what we're going to do is we're going to take it another step. And then what we're going to do, hopefully by Thursday or Friday, which would be tomorrow or Friday, we're going to get to what not to preach to make sure that men might not be saved. And it's exactly the message that you're hearing in America today. And again, friends, it's not funny, but it gets to the point where you're going to either laugh about it or you're going to cry about it. Okay, that's where I'm at. Just saying, just wanted to let you know that. If you want to call in at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, I just wanted to give you a conversation I was having yesterday with our affiliates guy out of Florida. We had a radio guy that made contact, and he was considering and contemplating taking the Sons of Liberty media, because we're on a nationwide basis and internationally in 53 countries on a daily basis, 6 days a week, and then on Sundays, of course, you can listen to the podcasts. If you download them, you can listen to those online as well. But he had called, and he made contact with our affiliates guy, and he said, you know, I just want you to know that we're really trying to make our lineup different than any other, radio affiliate out there in the marketplace, and this might be a real good fit. So he listened to the radio show just, I think it was 2 days ago, and I get a phone call yesterday, and the guy had told our affiliates guy that, man, you know what, Bradley Dean's show is just too Christian. Too Christian. How can it be too Christian? Folks, this is a conservative outlet. The most Christian spokesperson or radio show host that they have is Herman Cain. And I thought, well, okay, well, then if that's what you're putting us up to, then guess what? You're right. We are too Christian. Because we're not compromising. Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. But out of his own mouth, friends, he condemned himself. Too Christian. Hey, folks, is the enemy too wicked? See, there is no in-betweenites. There is no gray area. You need to understand that. Either you're all the way into the kingdom or you're all the way out. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And the Lord clearly tells us that you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? James 4. And then he tells us in 2 Corinthians, he also tells us that we're to come out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing. And then he says, and I will receive you, and I will be your God, and I will dwell among you, and you will be my sons and my daughters. Now let me just bring it forth to prove my point and to make my point scripturally. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Friends, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Now, this radio show manager, apparently he doesn't understand that there is no meeting, there is no gray area to meet with crime in government nor in the church. It's either, again, you're all the way in or you're all the way out. But we can see that the enemy means what he says and what he does, right? We definitely can see that. See, they still think, friends, the conservatives and the professed Christians in this country still think they're playing games. They still think there's more room to kick the can down the road. And as I've said 100,000 times on this radio broadcast, these are the very people that the American people take heed to for some reason or other. And you need to understand that it is these people that are painting you into a corner, just so you know. It's either hot or it's cold. There is no lukewarmness. There is no in-betweenites. And it's interesting because Jesus said right after that, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. There's that message again. Okay, friends. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you because he condemned himself. And we're going to talk a little bit about that once we get going here on the show. And the main topic. But I want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick to show you what's going on a national scale as well as a global scale. Do you remember the radio show? I think it was 2 weeks ago. We had a guy from Canada call in, and I was talking about Justin Trudeau, or Trudeau, from Canada. He's the prime minister there. And I was sharing how that he is, you know, mingling among the Muslims. And he called in and he wanted to try to catch me in my words. And let me say it this way. The dummy stepped in it in more ways than one. Because he said, what's his name? What's our prime minister's name? I said, Justin Trudeau. I wasn't good on my French. I said, do forgive me. But it was interesting to note that when I did a Google search, just live on live radio, picture after picture after picture pulled up with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau hanging out with a bunch of Muslims in a mosque praying to Allah. And he said, you are absolutely lying. And so what we did is we turned our listeners over to our articles, and we had over 3,600 shares.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this. together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I hate getting caught on those breaks. Do forgive me. I got the last word in there, so let me pick it up from the first segment. I was sharing with you as to how we had a caller call in from Canada about 2 weekends ago. And he was trying to catch me in my words because I was exposing the fact that the Prime Minister in Canada, Justin Trudeau, was, you know, in a mosque praying to Allah with his brothers from another mother, the other Muslims that were in there praying to Allah. And he had basically asked me his name, and I said, well, it's Justin Trudeau. And I thought it was, that's how you pronounce it, but it's Trudeau, I guess. It's kind of like Scott Ledoux, the boxer from the 80s, but it's Justin Trudeau, right? And so I'm getting better at my French. I hope everybody's cool with that. I'm getting better with my French. And he was basically surprised that I gave him the name. Again, he was trying to catch me. He was trying to get me in one of those gotcha moments, when in fact that was the stupidest thing he could have done because I have it right in front of my face. So I'm not talking about things that I can't verify. And interestingly enough, after I told him the name, he all of a sudden paused for a moment because it caught him off guard that I gave him his name. And then I said, yeah, it's interesting. And then he started to say, I don't know who told you that he was a Muslim. But, you know, that's an absolute lie. Well, in the process, I'm on live radio, and I've already got, I can't even tell you how many pictures and images of Justin Trudeau praying to Allah. You know, encouraging the Muslims in his nation to continue to do the things that they're doing and giving way to 25,000 Syrian Muslims into his country, which, by the way, many people believe will be a staging point for an invasion into the United States of America. Just food for thought. But it's interesting that he was trying to call me a liar. And so what I did is I posted the article. Tim Brown, senior editor from Sons of Liberty Media, posted while I was on the radio, and I brought you over to Bradley Dean. And I think we had, like, I can't even tell you how many shares. It was in the thousands. And I can't even tell you how many thousands of people responded to find out who was doing the lying. And see, that's how they catch themselves every single time. When you pull the curtain back on what they want to try to establish, they want you to believe the lie. See, that's why there's so many organizations in the United States of America. There's nothing behind them, because everything that they're premising their conversation on or their misleadings are based on a lie. And when you pull the curtain back and you find out that they're based on a lie and what they're saying is untrue, that's how you shut them down. And I want to tell you why you have to do that, America. Because the government is no longer enforcing the law against crime. A corrupt government in the United States, namely through this criminal administration, is advocating the crime as they're attempting to tear down the law. And that's exactly what they've been doing for 7 3/4 years. But to say all that, to say this, okay, so we found out that the guy was a liar, and so did a whole lot of people that were listening to the show that day. But interestingly enough, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have a brand new article by Tim Brown. You won't believe how Canada's Justin Trudeau, or Trudeau, plans to handle Islamic jihadists. While worshiping with the Antichrist Muslims, Canada Prime Minister Justin Trudeau plans to welcome at least 100,000 Syrian Muslims who pose as refugees into his country. Now, this is in addition to the 25,000 he's already admitted. Now, however, his plan for dealing with Islamic jihadist is not so much a plan to deal with Islamic jihadist as it is a plan to crack down on those who expose the lies of Islam and jihad. Now, there have been many rumors floating about that Trudeau is a convert to the Antichrist totalitarian ideology of Islam. And just for the record, so you understand, it's not coming from me, but I am sharing you this truthful information. Ayan Hirsi Allah is her name. Ayan Hirsi Allah is her name. She said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It is a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. Folks, so it's all, again, premised on a lie. Guess who's using this? Governments globally right now. Why? To oppress the people through totalitarian methods to establish, what do they want? A new world order. Okay? And they're using the useful idiots right now, basically those that believe that religion. And folks, again, keep in mind, it's an antichrist totalitarian ideology, and it's based on Islam, which is based on a lie, friends. Okay? But this is what you need to hear. There have been rumors floating about that Trudeau is a convert to the antichrist totalitarian ideology of Islam. However, he was recently asked, though he has set up a counter-terrorist office, which, like our government in America, is scrubbing any and all references to Islam and jihad in favor of labeling law-abiding patriots as the terrorists. Okay, so just so you understand, this is happening on a global scale. And who is doing this, folks, in concert? Corrupt officials and governments. We're seeing this from Prime Minister Merkel. We're seeing this out of France. We're seeing this in England. We're seeing this in Canada, friends. Why is that? Because they're using that to establish. They're using a group of people to snuff out of people that are in their way. And I just want to let all those useful idiots in government that are being used for a global initiative, I want you to understand that you are playing the useful idiot. I don't care who you are, who you think you are, regardless if it's a prime minister, it's the president of the United States, or a king in England. You're being used by the enemy of your souls to tear not just you down, but everybody in the way. What's the plan of the enemy, friends? To destroy mankind. And these useful idiots are going right along to get along, at least until they realize that they're on the same boat as everybody else is. You know, and the history of these men are that they want to fight against God. They want to war against God. And the history of mankind doesn't fare well, friends, in any sense of the word. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Because again, friends, God is not mocked. In their alliance, in their covenants will be disannulled because the government is upon the shoulders of Jesus Christ, regardless if they like it or not. But look what happens, friends, just across the border. Look what's happening not just across the border, but in Europe and in France and in Germany and in England, now in Canada. And where did it all start, America? It all started in, guess where? The White House, who's given orders to the French and to the Germans, friends, so we can see exactly who's responsible for what's going on a global scale. So just to highlight our friend out in Canada to expose who's telling the lies once again, here we have how Canada's Justin Trudeau plans to handle Islamic jihadists. He's not, friends. He's attacking law-abiding citizens because they are the great enemy to the New World Order. And remember again, friends, what the pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger, said. He said those that reject the New World Order are the terrorists. And keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama was over in Europe as a senator, mysteriously after 142 days, over in Europe calling for, I guess what, an international order, a new world order. We played that on the air for you. Okay? And he said there was no other way. Folks, you need to wake up. There's still time. Don't sit back and wait for God to disannul the covenant of hell. No, he's waiting for the church to stand up so he can show himself strong on their behalf. Remember, it was the Lord that said, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. That is the history of Christians throughout the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelations. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have the war on the cross. You do understand that Islam and the radical Muslims, friends, their great obstacle is the cross of Jesus Christ. I didn't say that. They said that because they're afraid of the power of God unto salvation, redemptive power, which only the Christ crucified by the Holy Ghost can bring forth. That's what causes us to be witnesses of the resurrection, is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. We're kicking the hell out of hell, and we're getting the heaven in by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Wanted to let you know as well, folks, the passionately misinformed and sacred cows of all five members of the Black Lives Matters, friends. Keep in mind, friends, they don't have the numbers, they don't have the support, but if you believe they have the support, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And the other point is, friends, they can get you asking the wrong questions. Guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? You need to think about what you're being told. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. IRS chief encourages illegals to steal Social Security numbers. Now, why would they do that? I mean, if the administration isn't busy taking illegal felons out of the prison system in America and loosing them in the thousands upon tens of thousands, I believe it's up to 65,000 of them, onto the streets of America to endanger you and your family. Wait a second. Who did that? That was Barack Hussein Obama. Why would he do something like that? Well, the Lord said, to those that forsake me, I'll turn that nation into hell. In the book of Psalm, right? Chapter 9, verse 16 and 17. It's time to get our game on, friends. But again, the IRS chief, wait a second, I thought the Republicans were dealing with this guy that was targeting political opposition concerning the criminal in the White House. I guess not. I guess we just let that one go, too. We'll be right back on the other side.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing and is the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Speaking of Black Lives Matter, hey folks, did you see this? Here we have it again. The government's being called out for sending forth in provocateurs concerning the American citizens upholding the lie or upholding the law concerning the protection of the innocent in the womb. They were actually caught sending in provocateurs to disturb protests on the behalf of the pro-lifers. And no surprise here. But again, friends, just letting you know, guess where all this is coming from? Keep in mind, dictators will always send in their brown shirts, right, to create the chaos so they can come in as the problem solver, right? That's how they garner their control over the people. But speaking of which, the Black Lives Matter, again, I'm addressing all five members. There's evidence, of course, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the article's called "Here's the Evidence That Wherever Black Lives Matter Goes, Violence Follows." You think? Of course. What do you expect? What is the fruit of the lawless, friends? Lawlessness, crime, a violation of God's moral law, right? But here you have it again on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also wanted to let you know, friends, that the evidence, sonsoflibertymedia.com, here's the evidence. The State Department transcripts prove Hillary knew Benghazi was an Islamic jihad attack. Of course she did, because we watched the, if you want to call it an interrogation, interrogation, which it was not. It was a show to appease the people because, again, once again, the justice was not brought forth, nor was there any indictments, any incarcerations, or charges filed against Hillary Clinton for her crimes. But rather, Hillary just laughed it off. But we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, again, the transcripts that actually prove Hillary knew Benghazi was an Islamic Jihad attack. And keep in mind, she knew because it was on her emails, but they already have that information, folks. That would be called criminal in every sense of the word. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You ready for this one? Here again, speaking of corruption in government, Joe Biden, if you can even take that guy serious. There is no legitimizing this administration concerning American government in any sense of the word. You can't, folks, their friends can't even legitimize them. Their friends are worried about the seriousness and the radicalism that comes out of this administration. But again, it's the American people that are giving them permission to do the things that they're doing in the first place. But here's Joe Biden, right? Joe Biden tries to justify terrorist attack against Israel. Folks, why is it that governments and representative governments across the globe, why are they justifying jihadist attacks? Hey, friends. Just saying again, remember we heard the report that ISIS was talking about taking out Barack Hussein Obama, and I said they wouldn't commit suicide? Just think that one through, because that is spot on. They're using terror as a political battering ram, friends, to institute and to implement governments. That's what they're doing. Okay, so this isn't like some, you know, little devil out in the middle of nowhere, out in the middle of the desert, who's got no money and all this other stuff. No, folks, someone's got to be funding them. Someone's got to be supplying them. Someone's got to be getting them through our security in the United States, and not just in the United States, but globally, friends. Who would be doing that? Well, intelligence agencies would be doing that, and they're a part of the problem again. And again, I'm highlighting the crime, friends. And I'm telling you, you are the law, so let me highlight you. Let me show you who you are and magnify the power that you have been given by God to deal with corruption, friends. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here we have it again. House issues resolution to investigate Obama administration for high crimes and misdemeanors. Friends, and I've said this since day one, you can look at this man's eyes. Folks, nobody's there. Nobody's there. He is incarnate, satanic, friends, every step of the way. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. Hey, folks, let him laugh now. Let him go ahead and have a heyday right now. Because the Bible clearly tells us, and I want everybody to hear what I'm saying right now. No man is able to keep his own soul alive. Every man, that includes women, will bow to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because it's appointed unto men once to die. That's every man. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. They will stand before the judgment throne of our Heavenly Father. Now, taking responsibility, we can arrange that meeting concerning those criminals that are violating constitutional law. And I know good government's high-fiving me right now. But understanding, friends, we can arrange that meeting so we can actually bring forth the law today and establish judgment and establish righteousness and peace and give to our posterity what our forefathers gave us if we really love our kids and first and foremost our God, first and foremost, right? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. We can arrange that meeting, friends. So America, when you've had enough and it's time to figure out, it's time to repent for the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is at hand, then we can start getting it on. Because without the power of the Holy Ghost, we're done for, right? That's just a fact. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hillary is getting paid to lie about Islam. Of course, friends. Here you have it again. These people are committing the acts of treason in your face in America. You know this already. You already know this, but they are committing the acts of treason, the Clintons with the Russians and the Chinese. They have a history of this. Now we see Harry Reid's a part of this whole game, and we've seen Barack Hussein Obama doing this since day one. Folks, his allies are America's enemies. I mean, you just seen what he did over in Cuba not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, hanging out with his I'm all mixed up. I don't know what's going on over there, right? We got the first gay president, right? But he's over there hanging out with Castro's brother And interestingly enough, folks, what you didn't know about over there, even though we're in a communist nation, he was being protested by that people over in Cuba. But of course, they blacked that all out through a media blackout because they didn't want you to know that this man that represents you, America, is hated all over the world. They know what he is. They know who he is. As a matter of fact, America does too, but foreign countries are trying to figure out why you tolerate it. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, Hillary is getting paid to lie about Islam. Of course she is. Of course she is. And again, folks, why are they using this as a tool? And why are they attempting to wield power against the people of these prospective nations globally? And why are they giving way to your enemies, friends? Because they're trying to use them to divide and conquer. They want them, those particular groups of people, to do their killing for them, friends. And see what's funny? And I shared this with you last week, and I'm just free-flowing here. See, what people don't realize is Satan doesn't play by the rules. Because there is no rules. There is no truth in him. And yet these people are literally praising him, Satan himself. Just ask Saul Alinsky and, you know, his disciples, Hillary and Barack. But what happens when three-quarters of the world, this is what we're told, three-quarters of the world is finally exterminated? What are they going to do then? Then they're going to turn on one another. And then that group of people, when they get their way, they're going to turn on one another. And then once that group has their way, then they're going to turn on one another. Because everybody's expendable, right? According to the mind of the devil, Satan himself. But I'm trying to get all people that listen to me on a daily basis to understand that you're expendable too if you want to do the biddings of your father, the devil, if that's who you serve. Because at the end of the day, there's going to be two people left, and guess what? One of them's going to want to take out the other one, isn't he? Then who's left? Absolutely nobody. And guess who's sitting there laughing the whole time, friends? The enemy of your soul. And that's how he succeeds. You know, the Bible tells us there's going to be a day where we're going to look upon the great deluder, and the people are going to look at him and it's going to say to him and about him, it was him that deceived the nations? Yeah. It's all through a lie. And nothing but a lie. And keep in mind, friends, this was interesting. Speaking of liars, this is just crazy stuff. But did you know that the new approval rating for the state-controlled media, friends, you ready for this one? It's all the way down to a whole whopping 6% in the United States of America. 6% of the population, friends, trusts the state-controlled media. 6%! 6%! Not 21% any longer, friends. If you'd like to check that out, that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. A whole whopping 6%. I got to hit this before we actually get into our last segment here. And folks, we're going to talk about what I brought up during the first segment. We'll get to that tomorrow, okay? Promise. I'm just having too much fun right now, just highlighting all the evils that are taking place in our country. And of course, again, I'm being facetious. If I don't laugh, I'm going to cry. I've done my crying. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't do anybody any good to cry over spilt milk, right? It's time to stand up and deal with the issues at hand. But I wanted to let you know, the bathroom bill, we already talked about this, the bathroom bill sponsors are sodomites and convicted sex offenders. You know that, right? And interestingly enough, we found out not only Bruce Springsteen is actually standing up against those that would stop this bill from passing, which is unlawful. You already know that. But guess who else has joined in the ranks of the demoral unashamed? Bryan Adams. And hold on, I'm not done yet. There's one more coming your way. None other than Pearl Jam. Folks, you got to ask yourself what kind of people these are. I mean, were they gone? Or do they not understand the guy that's advocating the bill in North Carolina is a sexual offender? He's a pedophile? Maybe they themselves are perverts. Who knows? Did you know that just 2 days ago that the President of the United States of America came to North Carolina and told them that if they don't pass the bill, that they were going to withhold billions of dollars to aid North Carolina? Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Whose money is he using to leverage against North Carolina? I just want to tell you, it's your money through totalitarian means once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Been highlighting content on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I want you to listen to this quote because this is another article. Okay. I have known my entire life that the world was wrong about me. That on that day that I was born, when the doctor took a cursory glance between my legs and authoritatively declared, it's a boy, he was wrong. Dead wrong. What if God hasn't fixed you because you're not broken? That can't be true. The Bible says I am broken. What if the Bible is wrong when if what you have been reading is completely wrong? Putting the Bible into a mode of deconstructionism, friends. Questioning the Word of God through what? The likes of a transgender. And this is the problem. When the church fails to be the light, guess what? Everything else goes to hell. Literally. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks, we have a video. Where are the Baptists bringing church discipline down on the Baptist transgender pastor? Are you stinking kidding me, America? Are you kidding me? Folks, this is going beyond daring the justice of God. Here, let me just share with you. I know this book is completely overlooked, but I want you to listen carefully. In the book of Jude, for there are certain men who crept in unawares, who were this before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God, our Lord God Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you into remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, how, friends? Through the blood sacrifice. Afterwards destroyed them that believed not. That's a verb. Acted upon the word. Okay? And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he reserved in everlasting chains under darkness, under the judgment of that great day. Now listen carefully. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh and set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Folks, we're talking about forever, okay? Life is but a vapor. Ask somebody 70, 80 years old, 90 years old, like my wife's grandmother. What was it like when you were 5 years old or 10 years old? Just like it was yesterday. Just think about that, friends, okay? Likewise, also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Wow. They speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts in doing those things, they corrupt themselves. But the Bible says this in Jude chapter 1, verse 11. It's not chapter 1, it's just one chapter, right? Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Now listen, this is going to come together really nice and clear, friends. This is the New Testament, okay? Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, gay pride, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to do what? To execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against them. Now, we have in this particular situation an individual that is transgender. Born a boy, saying that not only is the doctor wrong, but the word of God is wrong. But yet he claims to be a preacher of the word of God. These are the problem. This is where it starts. And by the way, friends, you better rest assured. You better rest assured this is all planned from A to Z. This isn't a Baptist church. A Baptist church. Preaching the word of truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. He has a handful of people listening to him preach the word of God. And by the way, which was probably all bought and paid for. And they put the little bought and paid for crowd right in front of it. And then they had it preached to them. And then they want to push it out there like it's the big new thing, friends. No, this is an abomination. In the sight of God, friends. You know what, friends? It's an abomination in the sight of men. Read Leviticus 18, 22. Leviticus 20, 13. Romans 1, 24. Hey, folks, there's over 30 references concerning the actions of the Sodomites. And why don't you go ahead and take a look at them, everybody that's listening to me right now, and tell me what is the fruit of those that choose to live such a lifestyle, to choose to spit against God and His creation. We know who we are, we know what our gender is, we know what our purpose is, and the only reason that you'd want to kick up against that is because of something that you've taken on through choice. Don't undo yourselves, friends, regardless of who you are. Don't undo yourselves. Folks, tomorrow what we're going to be talking about is what I wanted to hit today. I wanted to talk a little bit about contentment today because I'm not content. And John Wesley said, you know, learn to be content in all things. And the Bible tells us that as well. But John Wesley, did I say Adams?
I don't.
John Wesley said, learn to be content in all things. He said, I've not yet learned that. Yeah, well, when you look in Scripture, you can see in Philippians 3:14 that it was actually, again, Paul that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament that said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And when you read 1 Timothy 6:12, you can see, again, we fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, where thou art also called and profess the good faith profession before many witnesses. Now, to say that, we need to understand that I will never be content. I'll die in a lack of contentment. There's too much to do, and I don't understand people that are content. I'm like oil in water with people that are content. I'll never be that.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's one thing to be content with what you have, not say, more covetousness for your own desires. But it's another thing to say, I'm never satisfied with where I'm at spiritually speaking. I'm always pressing toward the mark.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that. Yep. By this, my Father's glorified that you bear much fruit.
That's right.
Jesus gave 30, 60, 100 fold. Mm-hmm. And the 100 fold is seeking and saving that which is lost. What is it that I've achieved by the power of the Holy One of Israel for the glory of the Father?
That's right.
My objective. And keep in mind, Colossians 1:29, Paul also said, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working. We're saved by grace, but it's the working of his Spirit. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, we're the sons of God, which worketh in me mightily. He said that in Colossians 1:29. I wanted to get to that, but I didn't get time to get to that because I was too busy highlighting other things.
Well, it's kind
no
of like
pun intended.
Smith Wigglesworth said, I want to be satisfied with an unsatisfactible satisfaction. So what he was saying is, I never want to be satisfied because as long as you're on this earth, you're always striving to do more for the kingdom of heaven's sake.
That's a satisfying answer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So speaking of answer and satisfying, I want to share with you some different responses that we have received from our many, many, many programs across America. This one came from Twin Cedars Community School in Iowa. The principal speaking here, he said this.
I remember him.
It is with great enthusiasm that I write this letter highly recommending the Sons of Liberty and their message to make wise and honorable decisions about real life issues. As the high school principal at Twin Cedars, I have not seen a better assembly. The response of the students, teachers, parents, and myself was magnificent. The group, the Sons of Liberty, was successful for several reasons. They captured the students' attention immediately by playing music that the students could relate to. They involved our students with the program. They did not sugarcoat anything, and he bolded anything during the program. They spoke straight to the point and in a language that the students could understand. They broke the student body into smaller groups to reinforce the message they were trying to deliver. He goes on and on. He goes, if you have any concerns about the music, forget about it. They were fabulous, he said. I consider myself old school, but I enjoyed the program very much. Most of the student body begged me to get the Sons of Liberty back before the end of the year. Two seniors requested them for the Twin Cedars junior-senior prom. So they want us at the prom.
Remember we did that one school three times in 1 year because they wanted us back out in South Dakota?
Yeah, exactly. I remember that too, and we did that too as well. And he ends it, he says, trust me, they are big time. Now, this is just one principal in Iowa. We're going
big
over
time.
Yeah, going over to another one, Creston, and I've got so many different referrals I could read off.
They can go on Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. I'm getting them right out there. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Click on the Sons of Liberty. You'll see the different, accommodations, letters, so on and so forth. But it's never too late to be a part of the Sons of Liberty in our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program. So please do go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You will find the different levels of membership. Let's go on the high end. I always usually say a dollar a day, but the high end is you could do a multi-platinum membership, $1,000 a month, all the way to a platinum, $500 a month, all the way to the gold membership, $250 a month.
Whoa.
The silver membership, $100 a month. And each membership and each different level comes with a nice package you'll receive, but it just depends on what level you're on there. And then we can also do $50 a month. So please don't delay. Don't sell yourself short. Be a part of this message that's changing America by becoming a son or daughter of liberty today.
Amen. Love you by what we do. We will hit that topic tomorrow, okay, friends? We will hit the topic tomorrow. No more excuses, okay? Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.